Now, Wisdom from the Abbey with Mother Hilda.
I had to go to Sydney recently, and on the way home passed a sign that truly intrigued me. I think it's a sign from some form of litigation firm. It went like this. Don't suffer in silence. Get even. Make them pay. Unfortunately, it's all too true, that kind of thinking. Be it ever so subtle, it creeps into all our lives. They can't do that to me. Who does he think he is? I'm going to make them pay for that. She'll never do that to me again. Don't let them get away with that. And so it goes on and on. True, it is not always a good thing to suffer in silence. And it is necessary from time to time for ourselves and others to see the weight and consequences of what we've done. And a certain degree of atonement is necessary. Indeed, it's vitally important. Some of us aren't able to forgive ourselves unless we make some kind of restitution. Seeing justice done is important too. So often, some people can't move on unless they see that justice is done. While all that is true, Christians are people who don't have that as their first point of reference. Their first point of reference is Jesus, who waits for us to hear the story of our pain, who wants to reach our anguish in places where real healing can begin. Our first stop is Him. No, don't suffer in silence, absolutely. Tell Him about it. Again and again and again. He knows that the story of our pain has to be told again and again and again. Then we'll be in a place to hear the Jesus who told us about real healing, about turning the other cheek, about loving our enemies, about the shepherd who carried these little sheep home. Don't be in too much of a hurry to forgive either. It takes a long time. Let Jesus do it for you until you're ready. It may take a lifetime, but that's all right. You've got a lifetime and beyond. Christians are people who rely on God to pick up the tab. You don't have to do it. And we don't have to suffer in silence, or get even, or make them pay.